Previously on Untold.
Take a little trip to Pombury, Connecticut. You might have just heard of it. There's an old iron fence that separates the south property of Hollow House and the Pombury Society Cemetery. You may just find something under the eastern hemlock tree that grows there.
Why did you follow me to my home?
Ms. Safi, I really do need to talk to you.
We have been talking for 6 hours. I've told you everything that I know.
There's been a lot of speculation about your disappearance, and it's my job to get the facts straight.
The facts? Why don't you tell me why you're actually here?
Because I think there's something you're not telling me.
Am I gonna need a lawyer, detective?
It's true. I'm not in the hem anymore. But before I can get into the harrowing details of our escape, it's important you understand what and who was involved. There's a lot more at play than any of us could ever have guessed, but I'm committed to finding out the truth. I set out to tell a story, and all of it starts at a cemetery in Pombury, Connecticut.
You've reached Robin Gallagher at Grey Parrot Productions. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you.
I called as soon as I got your message. Robin, don't come to Pombury. I don't think it's a good idea for you to be anywhere near this. I hope you get this in time.
Hi, Robin. Alexis Morelli here. Sorry I missed your call earlier, but yes, you have permission to go to Pombury. In fact, you can take the company van and one of the interns with you. I trust you to bring back a story.
Robin, do not go anywhere near the Hollow property. The last thing I need right now is to be dealing with a goddamn lawsuit. Alexis doesn't think about that, does she? No, that's my problem. Anyway, this is me shutting it down.
Are we, like, supposed to be here?
It's not private property.
We had to break the lock on the gate to sneak into this graveyard. That feels kind of private to me.
With my warning coming far too late, Robin loaded a van with equipment and an intern and headed to Pombury, Connecticut. Perhaps it was the urgency and desperation that Julian and I had been conveying in our correspondence with my poor, worried assistant. Perhaps it was even the mysterious message that told her to come to Pombury Society Cemetery. I don't blame her, because I would have done the same thing. I don't think I would have been able to resist finding out what was waiting for me under that eastern hemlock tree.
Show me the picture of an eastern hemlock again.
Here.
Okay, I see it. It's over there.
What's that next to it, sticking up from the ground?
It looks like a plank. What's the writing on it? Fetus, sancta, scientia. I think it's Latin. What does it mean?
Sacred trust in science? No, it's knowledge. Sacred trust in knowledge.
You know Latin? Jamie?
I think this is a grave marker, and that would mean...
that we're standing on a grave.
To become Mara Safi's assistant, I spent hours poring over audio from the show, filling my brain with bits and pieces to convince Bill and Alexis, and myself, that I was the one for the job. I thought I was prepared, but nothing could have prepared me for the feeling of standing on a freshly dug grave. I called the authorities, and they came and unearthed what I already knew in my gut was there. Human remains. What happened next was a blur. The Pombury police asked the intern and me a lot of questions. I answered them while trying not to vomit. They were especially interested in the anonymous voicemail, or what they were referring to as the anonymous tip. They let us go after questioning us, but I requested the number of the town coroner's office. Over the past few days, I've been persistent about calling, asking them to tell me, whose body did we find? I was beginning to lose all hope. Then, this morning, I found a message on my voicemail.
Hello. I'm calling from the Pombury coroner's office. This is very unorthodox contacting you like this, but since the family has agreed to a local press release, I thought it'd be okay. To answer your question, the body in the shallow grave found by the Pombury Society Cemetery was identified as Declan Thorne. Cause of death was...
Declan Thorne, the son of the man who had trapped us there, was dead. But it wasn't Robin who was able to deliver the news, because while wasting away in the hem, we received a most unexpected visitor.
Wait, sorry, I've turned on my recorder.
Jesus, you're recording this too? Never mind. Beatrix, keep going. What was I saying?
How can Declan be dead?
They found his body in a shallow grave on the border of our property in the cemetery. A couple of podcast amateurs. No idea where they came from. Podcasters so out.
Beatrix, focus. Your brother, how long has he been dead?
That's a weird question, Julian, but well over 6 months. This whole time, I thought he was having a nice time in Paris.
Sorry, did you say over 6 months? You're sure?
Yes, Julian, I am sure. You want to fact check me? Do you want to check a couple of sources?
Of course. B, I'm sorry about your brother, but what do you think happened to him?
Well, between the two of us, Declan has always been very New England. You know, spooky and kind of a drag. I moved to LA the first chance I got, but I felt a little guilty leaving Declan with Daddy. Especially since...
Since what?
Especially since, well... After Mom died, Daddy has become a teensy bit obsessed with a kind of crazy idea. When I first heard it, I was like, go to therapy, you know? Having a grief-stricken breakdown is so, like, so passé. He thinks he's like a Stephen King character. Anyway, no one listens to stupid, silly B. All she knows is doing yoga and drinking green tea smoothies in LA.
Right. What was he obsessed with?
Well, it's silly, really. He wanted to bring her back. I only listened to half of his idea before I was Googling Bellevue vacancies. You know what I mean? Oh, God. Now that Declan is gone, it's gonna start up again. This is the last thing I need!
Did you just say he was planning to bring her back? What the fuck does that mean?
I have to go. Daddy wouldn't like it, me talking to you guys.
Can you help us get out of here?
I would love to. Really, I would, but I have no idea how.
Wait, B, but if you could just... She's gone.
It doesn't make sense.
What is it? You're turning gray.
How can Declan Thorne have been dead for over 6 months when Asher and I have been receiving letters from him for the last two?
I don't think you were.
I have the letters. I saw them with my own eyes.
No, I'm sure you were receiving letters from someone, but they weren't from Declan Thorne.
You've been listening to Untold with Mara Safi. Story and editing by Maisha Razik, music by Ross Bugden. Today's episode featured Emily Huffman and guest voices Tom Mizell, Nathaniel Ferguson, Leah Anderson, Mark Gutierrez, Hafsa Maiman, Abby Suresh, and Hannah Popow. Special thanks to Latin language consultant Hannah Eller. To keep up with the show, follow @theUntoldPod on Twitter and Instagram.